You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Obviously, the pandemic screwed up a lot of things with the kids, but the one thing I forgot about was middle school dances. So this past weekend, my daughter Hayden, who's in eighth grade, and my nieces went to their very first middle school dance.
Oh, that's exciting.
It is exciting. Here I am talking to them about it.
Mia, how was your very first middle school dance?
It was so much fun.
Did you slow dance with anybody?
No.
Did they play any slow music?
No, they played mostly rap music.
Yeah. Ella, did you dance with any boys?
Not really.
So what was your favorite part about the dance?
I don't know, eating snacks.
And Hayden, this was your first dance. How did you feel? You did get asked by a boy. You told him you would see him there. Did you, in fact, see him there?
Yeah, and then he gave me $5 to dance with him.
And did you dance with him?
Yeah, but I didn't actually have to touch him because he didn't know how to slow dance.
But do they play slow dances? No, right?
They played one song at our school.
They played 30 seconds of a slow song, and then that was it for the entire night. I don't think they play slow dances anymore at a lot of these dances.
What are you talking about? 30 seconds?
They played like 30 seconds. You know how like the DJs mix it?
Yeah.
They like played 30 seconds.
And then they mixed out.
And then they mixed out of it. Isn't that crazy?
The crazy thing to me is when I think about, so my first dance I think was seventh grade. I don't even remember there being snacks. I don't remember anything except for the dancing with girls because it was the first time I had done anything like that.
Yes.
And it was all I was thinking about.
Right.
30 seconds. I feel like they played 10 slow songs at our dance.
And I was talking to my boss yesterday, and he was saying his daughters, too, that they go to the dances. They don't play any slow music anymore because they don't want them on like, you know, dancing on top of each other.
They don't want them to. But I, you know what? I mean, I feel honestly like, you know, the tracks that you're dancing to now, they're dirtier than, you know, the slow songs. The slow songs is like there's a personal space. You know what I mean? This is my dance box. This is my dance space.
Oh,
and this is
me.
Your dance space.
I remember being in seventh grade.
Yeah.
And I went to Catholic school. So we would have our dances in the church basement.
Sure.
So there would be a giant cross right up on behind us. And I remember we would listen to music like this, which in retrospect was weird.
Yeah. Dear mama. Yes, that's extremely strange for a church basement.
We'd be listening to Tupac, but we would dance this thing called the sandwich. And I don't know if you're with me at the sandwich, but it would be boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl. And we would all just slow on top of each other, like just kind of like
swaying. It's like a conga line,
yes.
but you're like in close proximity and you're not actually going anywhere.
And underneath the cross to Tupac.
Yeah.
It was the same. Now when I look back, I'm like, man, that was weird for a middle school dance.
Where were the nuns on that? I mean, everything else, they were on top of stuff. What is that?
It was so strange.
I can remember seventh grade. So it was in my school, in my town. Seventh grade was the first year also that there was no other schools. There was only one school for all the seventh graders in all of town. And I'm pretty sure I took Melanie Sienna. And I remember, though, the song was definitely Aerosmith. You know, the basketball hoop hanging over your head.
Yep.
There's streamers all over the place.
Your hands are awkwardly on her shoulders because you don't know what to do with
no
them.
No idea what we're doing. And we're just rocking back and forth. We're just rocking back and forth.
I mean,
maybe you get a little smooch at the end of the night. Maybe there's some chips in her braces. Maybe not. You don't remember.
I don't remember any smooching, to be honest.
Really?
I don't think so. But then again, we were under the cross listening to Tupac, so.
Yeah.
What do you remember about your middle school dance? Like the first times you went? 1-800-330-9999.
Under the cross listening to Tupac.
My daughter went to her very first middle school dance this past weekend. I forgot all about middle school dances.
Yeah, they were the best.
Oh, you're so exciting. It's like you're finally in a social environment with everybody. What do you remember about your first dance? 1-800-330-9999. Stephanie, what do you remember?
First middle school dance. I want to say sixth grade. Seeing your crush there and not wanting to dance with them. You're too nervous to dance with your crush.
You know, that's the thing is when you're young, right? You got a crush. You love running into them, but you're also terrified.
Right.
You just kind of run in circles. You know what I mean? And run back to your friends and be like,
do you remember the feeling of having a crush on somebody and then seeing them in the hall and all that? Sweaty.
I know. Now we're married and dead inside.
Right.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey, Angela, what do you remember about your middle school dance?
Well, I got asked. I guess to protect the identity, we'll call him Michael, right?
I mean, he's a grown man.
And
now.
Michael.
We're protecting his identity.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a grown man.
I know, but
you can say
like, it was bad,
name.
Guys.
Okay, all right.
It was bad. Okay, so Michael hadn't used growth spurt yet, right?
Uh-huh.
And so I was taller, and he like, hit me around boob level. I distinctly remember a slow dance. So we went on to slow dance, and his face was just in my bosom the whole time. And I was like, I remember being scandalized.
I mean, maybe that's why they're not doing these anymore. That is the opposite of what I expected. But a common thing at that age, right?
Mm-hmm.
Girls, hit their growth spurt earlier.
Yes. So I always remember that. We were bigger than a majority of the guys there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the boys that were big, like I remember Johnny Donch, he was always big.
He was a big guy.
Yeah, so he was like
Did you change his name to protect him?
No.
No,
that
that's his actual name. Oh,
that's
Donch.
Still his name.
I hope you're still big, Donch.
You're listening. You're probably still listening. And you're probably still as tall as you always were. But all the girls wanted to go with him because he was the most, like, you know, same size.
Right.
So it wasn't so awkward.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Do you think Johnny's mad that I used his real name? I'm going on Facebook. Where is Johnny Donch?
Let's Maybe she see. Also went with Johnny.
Carl, what happened at your middle school dance?
My friends and I got really into like swing dancing. So we tried to swing dance with the girls, but we were like in sixth grade. So we really couldn't hold them up. So when we tried to swing them around to the other side of the waist, we both just keeled over and pancaked on the floor.
I can already tell you when this was. Oh, my gosh. When was that a big thing? Remember? It had to be when I was that age, too.
Well, it was like when they were doing, what was it?
What was the
Big
song?
Bad Voodoo Daddies or whatever.
Yes,
yeah,
big
all
bad
those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big Bad. Let me see if I'm right.
Yeah. And then it was Brian Setzer.
Yep.
And his orchestra, Jump, Jive, and Whale. It was
right.
Always fun. Although, most people I see, they can't really do it right. So people could just be careening off in different directions all over the place. You know, you work up some serious momentum. You get some G's going with that thing and somebody could just spin right off into the punch table. It'd be a disaster.
There's always the one dance where they actually probably don't do it anymore because now it's so outdated.
Huh.
But when they try to do the dirty dancing thing where they try to lift the other person.
Yeah, don't do that.
No.
No, do not do that.
Right now, everybody under the age of 30 is like, what is she talking about?
Right, they're like, who?
Right.
What?
1-800-330-9999. What do you remember about your first school dance? Going to your first middle school dance. Remember that? Because of the pandemic, they haven't happened in so long. And my daughter went to her first one this past weekend. I forgot how exciting it is.
I remember me and Melissa had broken up and me and Melanie were dating.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Then everyone's just standing around awkwardly. 1-800-330-9999. Laquanda, what do you remember about your first middle school dance?
So my grandmother used to bring us to our dances. And so me and my cousin, my grandmother always dressed us alike. So I remember, like, being embarrassed going to the dance, having to look like my cousin, who's a boy, and, like, having to wear, like, similar outfits, and my grandmother dropping us off at all the dances. And she had, like, this 85 Riviera. It was, like, super embarrassing.
The Buick Riviera was the jam.
But
Grandma
always took us to all the dances.
That's wild. I mean, you know what? Why do parents do this when they dress kids similar? Like, I mean, even twins, they don't get to separate their identity. So here you are, you and your cousin having to deal with this.
Right.
That's terrible.
Yes. Oh, my God. It was all the time. It was all the time.
Because everybody thinks that you chose that, Laquanda. That's what
Like, as if we were a couple. Like,
right.
It was embarrassing. It was so embarrassing.
Steve, what happened at the middle school dance?
Hey, Hey, so this is like one of the best like 90s kid like nostalgic stories. So middle school, Sadie Hawkins dance. You know what a Sadie Hawkins dance is? Is where the girl has to invite the guy.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Right? Like the Bumble.
So I go to pick her up. I'm super nervous. I was like this really shy, awkward kid, but I love Boys to Men. So I show up at her front door. My dad is blasting On Bended Knee, and I am sending On Bended Knee to this chick that I'm like so completely enamored with and was so shocked that she asked me to this dance. So that's how we started the evening, was On Bended Knee with some Boys to Men.
So romantic.
I'm pretty sure On Bended Knee, he's apologizing because he cheated on her.
Yeah, but you don't know that when you're 12.
I didn't know that.
You don't know that.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. You know. Yeah. I can remember being in a friend's car and that song being on, and I'm pretty sure he had cheated on her, and she was just crying.
Oh,
and you know how when you're like, you know, when you're a kid, you'll get in anybody's car. If you don't have your own car, you'll get in anybody's car. So you're in the back seat and you're just like, this is kind of awkward. But you're still not planning on walking.
I feel like 99% of my middle school dances were surrounded by Boys to Men.
You know what? He married that girl and she was a terrible person. And they divorced and she raked him over the coals financially and with his kids. You know what? I'm glad you cried, Karen.
That's ridiculous.
And I'm not changing names to protect anybody. Hold on, give me the
reason. I'm down on bending knee. I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place. With coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.